This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the post-budget webinar on employment today via video conferencing. The key themes of the webinar include investing in people, the economy and innovation. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. The webinar will foster collaboration among the government, industry, academia and citizens, encouraging discussions to help translate the transformative budget announcements into effective outcomes. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar called on United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer at 10 Downing Street in London, where they discussed taking forward bilateral economic cooperation and enhancing people-to-people exchanges. Following the meeting, he shared on social media that he conveyed the warm greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Mr. Starmer. Dr. Jayashankar also mentioned that Mr. Starmer shared the UK's perspective on the Ukraine conflict. Later, Dr. Jayashankar met with his UK counterpart, Foreign Secretary David Lammy, and expressed his eagerness for further discussions. He also met Shivening scholars from India along with Mr. Lammy. Earlier, Dr. Jayashankar met with Home Secretary Yvette Cooper and discussed the flow of talent, people-to-people exchanges, and joint efforts in tackling trafficking and extremism. US President Donald Trump has announced the implementation of reciprocal tariffs set to take effect on the 2nd of April, reinforcing his administration's stance on trade policy and criticizing European Union, China, Brazil, India and South Korea for high tariffs. In his inaugural address to a joint session of Congress, he said, "Whatever they tax us, we tax them." Trump said, "Other countries have used tariffs against us for decades, and now it is our turn to start using them against those other countries." He said, "On average, the European Union, China, Brazil, India, Mexico, Canada, and countless other nations charge us tremendously higher tariffs than we charge them. It is very unfair." US President Donald Trump has defended his decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement, saying the pact was costing the US trillions of dollars. He said every day his administration is fighting to deliver the change America needs to bring a future that America deserves. Mr. Trump said this while addressing a joint session of both the houses of Congress this morning for the first time during his second term. He claimed that since taking office again, he's already achieved the lowest number of illegal border crossings ever recorded.
"Taking the oath of office, I declared a national emergency on our southern border, and I deployed the U.S. military and Border Patrol to repel the invasion of our country. As a result, illegal border crossings last month were by far the lowest ever."
President Trump said he has signed more than 100 executive orders and taken 400 executive actions to restore common sense. He said that the people elected him to do the job, and he is doing it. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi NCR will experience strong surface winds gusting to 20-30 kilometers per hour over the next 2 days. The sudden change in weather is attributed to the region's proximity to Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, where snowfall and rainfall are having a direct impact. Furthermore, IMD has cautioned fishermen against venturing into the southwestern parts of Bay of Bengal, particularly along the southern coast of Sri Lanka. In the ICC Champions Trophy, South Africa will take on New Zealand in the second semi-final in Lahore this afternoon. The match will begin at 2:30 p.m. high esteem. The winner of this high-stakes encounter will face India in the final on Sunday. Earlier, India stormed into the final of the ICC Champions Trophy, beating Australia by 4 wickets in Dubai. Chasing a target of 265 last evening, the men in blue comfortably reached 267 for 6 with 11 balls to spare. KL Rahul sealed the victory in style by smashing a 6, delivering a much-awaited response to their 2023 ODI World Cup final loss to the Kangaroos. Virat Kohli, who top-scored with 84 of 98 balls, was named Player of the Match. In Maharashtra, 2 persons were killed and 3 others injured after a speeding car reportedly collided with a state transport bus at Tamhini Ghat in Raigad district. Police said that the accident took place yesterday evening on the Pune-Mangao road. It is suspected that the car driver lost control over the wheels and crashed into the Maharashtra State Road Transport Corporation bus. And that is the end of this news bulletin.